Here's a little paragraph about what happens to us when we don't have a positive attitude. When we don't maintain a positive attitude constantly, and it's so important, well, it doesn't mean that we're failing. Rather, it's a natural part of being human. Sometimes we feel good, sometimes we feel bad. Our emotions fluctuate, and that's perfectly okay. However, when we consistently dwell on the negativity, it's going to impact various aspects of our lives. In the mental state, we may find ourselves, well, feeling more stressed, anxious, or pessimistic about the future, always sad, maybe some sniffles and crying, and just always bitching, moaning, and complaining. Physically, our bodies may react with symptoms like fatigue and headaches and weakened immune function. Interpersonally, of course, negativity can strain relationships among friends and family and hinder our ability to connect with others. However, acknowledging moments of negativity, well, it allows us to address them and learn from them and ultimately cultivate a more resilient and positive mindset moving forward. And it's through these fluctuations that we appreciate the beauty of the good times, of the positivity, embracing it as a guiding light amidst life's inevitable ups and downs and stresses and strains. And then I want to go a step further and talk about what happens to people when they always have negative thoughts and they don't let any positivity in. Well, that's the bad news. When individuals constantly harbor negative thoughts, it can really impact various aspects of their lives. And it's really, really terrible. And just like we said a few moments ago, they may experience heightened levels of stress and anxiety and depression. And they may think about just the most terrible things happening. Their minds consumed by pessimism and worry. And this can lead to a distorted perception of reality, where they struggle to see the positives in situations and tend to magnify the negatives. And of course, physically, like we just talked about, it can manifest symptoms like headaches and insomnia and even digestive issues. It can hinder personal growth and success, as negative thoughts can breed self-doubt and fear of failure. And basically, what I'm telling you right now, with mindfulness and a lot of effort, we can all learn to challenge and reframe our negative thoughts, ultimately cultivating a more positive and fulfilling life. And that's why it's so important. Sometimes it's so hard, but you gotta get away from the negativity. And one more thing, and I'll let you go. If you have somebody negative in your life, you gotta talk to them. And you gotta tell them that you are not going to be the scapegoat or the pincushion or the sounding board for all their negativity, because it's bringing you down. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate your time today. And we're going to be here tomorrow, and we hope you are as well.